in the house of God. Good to see this good crowd here tonight. Thankful for what He's done today. I thank Him for the service already. Good singing, good Spirit of God, filling the house of the Lord. Amen. It's wonderful. Thank God. Matthew chapter 25, and if you're able to, we would invite you to stand with us as we read from the Word of God. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels and with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all stubborn and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sail and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You may be seated. I wish that I had thought of heaven for a little while on the 5 foolish virgins. You ever thought about these 5 foolish virgins? What made them foolish? It was because they knew the season when the bridegroom would come, but they never made preparation for him to come. They were unready when the Lord came. And that's about how it's going to be with a lot of church folk. There's a lot of folk in the church house that when the Lord comes to get his church, that will not be ready. There's a lot of folk lost in the church house. They've got a good letter of recommendation from a former church. They've got a good testimony, so-called. They've got a profession that they never have been born again.
Come on.
I wonder how many may be under the sound of my voice tonight. Friend, you've been a member of a church. You've been a part of a fellowship. You've been here. You've taught Sunday school. You took out the offering. You played the instruments. You sang in the choir. Have never truly been born again.
Amen.
There was a custom here in the Bible days where that at the time of a wedding they would not know the day or the hour when the bridegroom would come. All those young virgins would gather in with the bride and they'd stay in the house and they'd all stay there together and there would be a season when they knew that the bridegroom was going to come. And then that bridegroom would come with his entourage and his family, his friends, and the community would come with him, and the cry would be made, and a bridegroom cometh. And it was customary that they said, no man knoweth the day nor the hour wherein the bridegroom cometh.
Amen.
Right.
They knew the season, but they didn't know the day. They didn't know the hour. How foolish to know that he's coming.
Oh, come on.
And not prepare to meet the bridegroom.
Right.
I wonder how many is going to sit in church all their life. Maybe 60, 75 years old.
Come on.
Been in church all their life and never prepared to meet the Lord.
Well,
the crowd's going to go out one night.
Preach.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be daytime or nighttime. It's a cry we made.
God.
He said, behold, it cometh as a thief in the night, in the which no man knoweth the day nor the hour. He'll come.
Right.
Then it's going to be too late for you to make ready. Too late to go and be ready. Too late to find a preacher. Too late to find an altar to pray.
see a Savior. I'm too late to seek a Savior.
Right.
Too late.
Right.
You're too late.
Yes.
I'm foolish virgin. I'd like to say, I'd love to be able to say, that this is symbolizing the half the church to be ready. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm afraid that ain't the case. Well, Jeremiah Smith said back in the early 80s, I think it was, I heard him on tape, but he said back in the early 80s, after pastoring for 35 years, and all he'd ever pastored with Baptist churches in Arkansas and Tennessee, and Jeremiah Smith said this, after pastoring for 35 years, he said, I am fully aware and believe that the fundamental Bible-believing churches, that 75% to 80% of its membership is lost.
Go ahead.
If it was that bad in the 80s, how bad is it today? Hey, you know what? I thought out of the best actors in the world are not in Hollywood.
Go ahead.
They're in the church house.
Come on, man.
We've learned how. We know how. We know how to present ourselves. We know how. Ain't that what the Bible said? They all have a lamp.
That's right.
They come with a lamp. It look like they're ready. It look like they're prepared. It look like they probably had the right garb on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ain't that about how we are today?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, I've got my King James Bible.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm telling you, King James Bible won't save you.
That's right.
Preacher, I believe in a fundamental Bible. I believe in church. I'm going to tell you, church membership won't save you.
That's right.
I'm going to say this. You can have a certificate and a license to preach.
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, that won't save you.
That's right.
I believe there's going to be a lot of folk in pulpits today that's going to be in hell.
Yeah. Go ahead.
According to the Word of God. He said, many were saying to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
That's right.
And in thy name have we not cast out devils, and in thy name have we not done many wonderful works?
Right.
Then will I say unto them, I never
knew
you. I wonder how many is going to come on that day unprepared.
That's right.
Oh Lord.
I'm going to take your time tonight.
Go ahead.
I believe I'm preaching somebody tonight.
Wow.
You sure better make ready.
Wow.
For tomorrow thy soul may be required.
Yeah.
I may be preaching to somebody that will hear the last message.
Come Lord.
You'll ever hear.
Come Lord.
You may pull out on that highway tonight and somebody run you over and knock you all the way into hell tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You don't know what might happen. Your house may burn down in your sleep. And in hell, you'll lift up your eyes. But friend, it don't have to be the end of the story. For your end, it does not have to be that way. Oh, make ready to meet the bridegroom.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
The soul may be required of thee. Mm-hmm. I know a preacher in South Carolina. He said, he preached one night and said, it's a service about like this. He said, I'm scared for somebody to leave the church house tonight. He said, I'm afraid you're going to die and go to hell. He said, I'm going to stand at the back door. He said, don't nobody go out the side door. Don't everybody come out that back door and shake hands with me before you leave here. It might be the last chance I ever get to speak to you. This young man come through there and he grabbed him by his hand. He said, son, I'm so worried about you. That boy said, no, no, preacher, it ain't me, it ain't me. I'm fine, I'm all right. There's nothing wrong with me, preacher, I'm all right. I'm ready to have faith. Finally, don't you worry about me. And he darted out the door. Monday afternoon, he got off work, pulled into the beer store, got him a case of beer. Pulled out in the highway, and the 18-wheeler hit him and killed him. He never got to open the first one. No doubt, probably, maybe I'm judging a little right here, but no doubt, probably in hell.
Yeah.
He lifted up his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably still is tonight. If they went to hell, he's still there.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, we forgot how to weep for souls. We forgot how to moan for souls. We forgot how to pray for the souls that are on their way to hell. We forgot about how sad it is and how sure it is and how it might be tonight. I love one to be in hell. We're satisfied just saying, pray for our loved ones, pray for my family.
Go ahead.
Run to the lady at the bank one day, and she said, Preacher, I want you to pray for my children. They're lost. They're going to hell. I said, let's bow right here. She said, no, not right here. She said, you pray when you get home. I said, ma'am, when you really get ready to pray.
Yeah.
And you really get down to business.
Yeah.
And you really got a burden. You don't care if we're in the middle of a busy Walmart on Black Friday. You want to pray.
Is that right? That's right.
I'm going to tell you what. We're so ashamed to pray.
Go ahead.
We're so ashamed to see God. We're so ashamed to agonize with God over our sinners. Don't you realize that to be in hell, I'm up for daylight tomorrow.
Well, help us.
Oh God, help us.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
I'm preaching to somebody.
Well, hey.
You've made a profession. You've even got some office. You may be hiding behind your pedigree, say, but I come from a good family. I want to tell you something. You can't get out of mom and daddy's.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to have to go get it for yourself.
That's right.
Salvation is a personal thing. It's between
Amen.
You and the Holy God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, God, you can't get in on your mamas because, my friend, you're born of sinful seed. You're going to have to be born again.
Amen.
You can't get in on daddy's coattail. You're going to have something what God daddy's got, and you're going to have to get it like daddy got.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, God, help us. I'm preaching somebody tonight. You're hiding behind your position in church.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher, I'm a deacon. Preacher, I do this at church. I do that at church. I'm going to tell you something. That won't get you to heaven.
Right.
When I got saved, I'm going to tell y'all something. I was 19 years old. I made a profession as a young man, about 13, 14. They baptized me in the church. And I grew up in one of the churches. By this time now, they'd got to where they was always wanting to rededicate. Y'all know what I'm talking about? They want to rededicate themselves after they've been out in sin for 10 years. They want to rededicate something. Can I tell y'all something?
Go ahead now, come on.
You can't rededicate what ain't never been dedicated.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. This thing went from North Carolina mountain language, but I think it's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. We've done a whole lot of rededicating. Never got dedicated. And we never got born again. You can't rededicate what ain't never been born again.
That's right.
19 years of age. God got to deal with my soul. I was teaching Sunday school. I was teaching the young people in Sunday school at 19.
Yeah.
That's right. I was singing in a quartet. I was leading the singing at the church house. Every now and then, the preacher asked me on Sunday night or Wednesday night to open up with some scripture.
Go ahead.
Had positions.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Had a pedigree. I had a profession that I come on to.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that won't get you to heaven.
That's right.
You better know that you have been born again.
Amen.
I've seen priests, and I've seen deacons get saved. I've seen Sunday school teachers get saved. I've seen preachers' wives get saved. I've seen deacons' wives get saved. Hey, man, I've seen somebody. Hey, I preached a meeting one time, and I never saw the organ player on Wednesday night. She showed up, and there she is on the organ. That night I preached, and that woman got born again.
Amen.
And before I give an invitation, I said, y'all come pray. If you don't need to pray, that woman hit the altar and got born again that night. Hey, it don't matter what you do.
Right.
In the house of God, have you ever been born again?
Right.
He said unto Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, he knew the word of God. He knew the ways of God. He knew how to run things in the house of God. And he said, marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again.
Right.
You know the way?
That's right.
All the way. Baptism won't get you there.
That's right.
You must be born again.
Amen.
It'll take a supernatural work of God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, can I tell you this? When it happens, the preacher will not tell you so.
That's right.
Mama will not tell you so.
Right.
You don't know it.
That's right.
I remember asking my daddy. I got under conviction. I said, Daddy, when am I going to know? That fall came around, I told that deacon. He comes and said, you going to teach that Sunday school class this year? I said, no, I can't. I can't. I can't. Had a chance to go play ball, go to college, or go professional. I said, Daddy, I can't. He said, why ain't you going? I said, I don't know, Daddy. I said, don't know. He didn't know what was going on in here.
Yeah.
I was under the Holy Ghost conviction.
Right.
I was afraid to get away from that church. I was afraid to get away from the house. I'm going to tell you what I do. I worked the third shift at a textile plant. And we didn't have a full lane in my county at that time. And I remember going towards town on Highway 108. Some of the tractor trailers would be coming up that two-lane road. And I'd pull up into somebody's driveway and I'd pull up far enough. I didn't know that I knew if that tractor trailer run out of the road, he couldn't hit me. I was that afraid of dying going to hell. I'd come home in the morning, I'd pull him covered up. I was afraid to go to sleep. I was afraid I was going to wake up in hell. And one Sunday morning, I heard the church bell in the distance. And it's almost like God was saying, come home. Come home. Come home. Thank God that Sunday night I run to that altar. And God gloriously birthed me in the family of God.
Right.
He put his peace down in my soul. Thank God that earnest of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I know that I've been born again.
Amen.
Thank God.
You better know.
That's right.
We got so many things going on in the church world today. You believe this fact. Well, glory to God, you're saved. I'm going to tell you something, friend. You better know more than that.
That's right.
I believed all that when I was five.
Yeah.
I taught that at home. I taught that at Sunday school. I heard it in the preaching. I believed it.
Right.
With my mind.
Right.
But there's a difference in knowing it in here.
Right.
And knowing it in your heart.
That's right.
And believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a big difference.
Right.
You know what it means to believe on Him? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Brother Wayne Henderson said it like this one time. He said, it means you pushed all your chips over on Him. You bet it all on Jesus.
Right.
He has a little car the way it's heaven, I guess. But that is right. You bet your eternity. You bet your soul. You bet your life. You bet it all on Him.
Right.
He ain't yet. I'm sunk.
That's right.
That's what you say. I believe completely on Jesus. He's
right.
The Savior of my soul.
Yeah.
I take Him as my Lord to be my Master.
That's right. That's right.
There's a whole lot of things going on today where we'll get Him a Savior and we'll make Him His Lord later. But I'm going to tell you what, He won't ever save who He can't be Lord of.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You'll have to submit to Him and surrender to Him completely or you'll never get born again.
That's right.
Amen. Those five foolish virgins, they had a lamb. Hey, friend, they come in looking good. They had a cheat. And it was today. They had that church garb on. They had that smile on. They could say brother and sister. And they could sing the songs of Zion, play the instrument. They even knew how to raise that hand in that independent
Baptist
manner.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead and preach, brother.
That's right. I preached in Sawville, North Carolina, at a revival meeting on Tuesday night. I will never forget it. On the second week, it went over 2 weeks. I was on Tuesday night, the second week, I sat on the front row, and the choir was singing. There's this lady come down and sat down beside me, an elderly lady, not really that old now.
Yeah.
I felt like she was here. It's been years ago.
Yeah.
And she's 64 years old.
Yeah.
She sat out. She said, preacher, I've been a member of this church since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I've taught the young people back there in Sunday school. She said, but I don't know this Jesus the way you're talking about.
Oh.
Said, preacher, did you open your Bible and lead her in? No. You know what I did? It's real deep, ain't it? I said, right there is a good place for you to meet Him. If you want Him.
Right.
She got down on that altar and she got to pray and the preacher's come out of the choir and his wife come down out of the choir and got that woman by after a little while. She come up and you could see a glow on her face and she said, God, just save me. I've got peace in my heart.
Yeah.
Her 85-year-old mama shouted all over the house that night.
Yeah.
Her 64-year-old daughter got to say, I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your name is. You're holding the position for the church. Have you ever been born again?
Come on, amen.
I was in the same church another time. After church, I was standing at the end of the aisle. Folks were shaking hands with me. I called the preacher over to say, come here, brother. He said, what is it? I said, that couple standing in the aisle back there toward the back, who are of age. He said, oh, his brother so-and-so, the pastor's over here. I said, what about his wife? Has she ever been saved? He said, I don't know, preacher. I said, well, God burdened my heart about her while I was a preaching tonight. He said, sure enough. He said, I don't know, preacher. I don't know. I got back on Wednesday night, and that man pastored a church, so he couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And the pastor come out of the prayer room. I come in late because I was driving about an hour and a half to get to the meeting from where we lived. I come in, I missed the prayer room. I got in there a little late. He come out of the prayer room and said, Brother Dale, you ain't going to believe it. I said, what? He said, you remember that young couple who sat right back there and they're standing in the aisle and you asked me about it? I said, yeah. He said, last night about midnight. He said, that man called me and said, preacher, you ain't going to believe what happened on the way home. I said, he said, what? And that preacher said, my wife was going down Interstate 40 in North Carolina. They lived on past where the church was. Said, we was going down Interstate 40. My wife said, honey, you going to have to pull over. He said, what's the matter with you? You got to go back there? No. What's the matter with you? See? She said, no. She said, honey, you're going to have to pull over. And pull over because I'm about to die and go to hell. I know I'm on the way to hell. I got to get saved. And I can't wait till we get to the house. He said, preacher, we pulled over on this side of Interstate 40. And my wife found down at the guardrail and got born again. Hallelujah. I don't care who you are or what you're at. I don't know how.
Hey.
Amen. Boy, if you have, you got a peace in your heart.
That's right. That's right.
Service like this don't bother you. Preaching like this won't bother trouble you.
That's right. That's right.
I remember when it used to bother me. I remember when I used to have to endure it. But I'm glad I know now. The only chance I weep over it now is for my family, my friends, and those around me in the church house that God's dealing with. Hey, ma'am, how about your soul tonight? Hey, young lady, young man, how about you tonight? Have you really ever been born again?
Amen. Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
I don't know about you tonight. I don't know your soul. I can't judge you.
Right?
You're going to have to do it for yourself.
That's right.
I remember Haley Grayson, still unmarried. It's at home, a little dark kid, and she's about 5 foot nothing. That's what heels on, I think. And she says she's 5'1", but she's really, it's because she boosts her hair. She got a lot of hair, so that makes her 5'1" up there. And little Lady Grace, I remember, man, when she's under conviction, Brother Clay Smith, do you know Brother Clay? Brother Clay's come preach a Bible for us, and she got under conviction. And I remember she'd get under conviction, boy, when the glory got in the house. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, man. Come on.
I mean, when the glory got in the house, it just get to messing with her. She'd get in bad shape. She'd start weeping and crying. And she'd get a hold of Mama's dress, and she'd just squeeze on Mama, and Mama just pat on her head. She said, honey, what I'll do? I said, honey, you just go on over. It'll be all right. There'll come a day when Mama ain't going to be enough. And she'll bypass you, and she'll run it over. I said, you go on over. Well, that's pacifying. I'll do that. I ain't got one Friday night. I was in revival meeting in Morgan in North Carolina. And God, she'd already been on the altar a couple of nights that week. Trying to get it settled. And God, that Friday night, she come up out of that altar and said, God, just save me right here. And God, he made it real to me. Daddy, I've got peace in my heart. Hey, no, I'm saying, you better know.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Yeah.
And for foolish verses and five verses, they all had a language. They had a good testimony. They was pure and clean.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Everybody in the community knew where they go to church.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knew they had a testimony. They told them about it. They told them about how they go to church and how they live for God and how they do this. They told their whole family, but they didn't have no oil.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, when the bridegroom came, they were unprepared.
That's right.
They might even had a wick. They might even had its lid.
Yeah.
Are you listening? I didn't grow up in the age where they wouldn't use a lot of oil lamps. But where I lived growing up in the mountains of North Carolina, we had a lot of times of snow and fall and sleet and stuff, and we'd lose power. And Mama had them oil lamps.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, you can light a wick, it doesn't have any oil. It'll burn just a little bit. But I'll tell you what it'll do is smoke a glow up.
Yeah,
smoke.
Right.
That oil you're going to get out of smoking, and it's going to dirty everything up.
That's right.
Pull up, folks, got just enough fire to dirty things up.
That's right.
Boy, but if they go off in that lamp,
right.
That oil soaked up in that wick.
Yeah, come on.
Tell you what happened, that wick will burn out if there ain't no oil in there.
That's right.
And it won't light, that fire won't last long, and the wick will burn out fast. You'll have to change wick pretty soon.
Yeah.
But if there's oil,
right.
That oil soak up in that wick.
Yeah.
And that oil burn, and the wick won't burn out so fast.
That's
and
right.
That wick, that oil preserves the wick.
That's right.
Hey, when you got that oil down in you, when you got that Spirit of God burning in your soul, it'll keep the wick from burning out. Put your hand in the well that we keep from burning out. I tell you, hey, God, they got all that.
That's right. Amen.
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 When they got the oil, it don't go out.
Amen.
Yes.
Holy God. Whole lot of things going on in the name of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go ahead. Make a church in the name of Christ.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you what, if it's got the oil.
Right.
Go ahead.
It'll work, it'll last, and it'll do when Jesus comes.
That's right.
And it'll do in judgment.
That's right.
How about your salvation experience? Did I ask you something?
Come on.
Somebody in Bible school somewhere asked you to repeat a prayer, and that's all you got. You better have more than that.
That's right.
And that's right. Somebody asked you if you believe some facts, and that's all you got. You better have more than that.
That's right.
Amen. Come on. Preacher, you ain't no Calvinist. I mean, no, I'm probably about a two-pointer, about as far as I'm going. There's a whole lot of it I don't go with.
That's right.
And all of us probably believe in a little bit. I believe in that total depravity. We are hopeless without God. And I believe in that. You can hardly miss that one, friend. That's just plain as day. I believe in that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's all of that you're going to have to throw away. I don't even like to wake up with that at all.
Right.
Amen.
Go ahead.
That's right. But I do believe a man better be born again.
That's right.
Amen. He's got to be born again. The cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go get to me.
Yeah.
I said, give us of your oil. Give us what you got. We don't have any oil.
Yeah.
I said, we can't give you ours, and we won't have enough for us in here. I'm going to tell y'all something.
Come on.
I know I'm saved. But I can't give you what I got.
That's right. That's right.
I can tell you how I got it.
Amen.
Well, I remember. Well, I got to praying this afternoon. I was going to take a nap, and I couldn't. I got to read, and then I got to pray, and then next thing I know, I was singing. And then I got to shouting. And God just met with me there in that room over there, just walking back and forth with the presence of God in there. And boy,
yeah.
I spent about 30 minutes just thanking Him for coming by, you know?
Yeah.
And singing that old song, Shackled by a Heavy Burden.
Yeah.
Leave the Lord and give the shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Yeah.
And I am the one who was saying, hey, you better have that.
Right.
You better know that. Know it's real. You better know that you know you've been born again.
Amen.
He was saying that. I'm talking about you better be settled in it.
Amen.
Well, I'm like Brother Miller. The whole world can vote tonight. I don't know how many people's in the world tonight, but the whole world can vote tonight. But I ain't saved. It break my heart because they couldn't see Him in me. But I'm going to tell you what, I can go to bed tonight and sleep with peace in my heart.
Go ahead.
Because I know.
Right.
I know.
Yes.
Well, hey, God did for me. I got up that day, I had an altar, and I looked at my daddy. I said, Daddy, I know beyond any shadow of doubt. I'll never forget, I got in the altar, Brother Mayo. I got on that altar. I felt the preacher come in. I was down there on that altar, and the preacher run his arm in mine. I felt my granny. Y'all heard me talk about her Saturday. She's the prettiest woman in this world, I believe. I felt my granny come in behind me. I heard her pray. Heard my mama weeping beside me. After a while, I heard that book. My daddy's laying singing. He was laying just as I am or something on that Sunday night. I heard that old book close and hit the floor. And I felt daddy come in over top of me on my shoulders. Cracked a little bit. Somebody moved in further than any
other. That's right. Amen.
Thank God. And somebody moved all the way into the hell and come right there in my heart and fill me up with His peace.
Yeah.
Right there, I knew.
Amen.
I didn't see no shining light. I didn't hear no thunder. I didn't see no lightning flashing. I didn't see no visions. I didn't shout all over the church house. Amen. But that night, that peace flooded my soul, and I knew beyond any shadow of doubt.
I was born again.
Amen.
You better know him.
Amen.
You better know tonight.
I don't know if I can find you tonight. I looked it up a few. I don't know if it's been a year or two ago now. I stuck it in my Bible, but you know how things are. I don't know if I find it tonight or not. But you know how many people dies every day? Every year there's over 50. I think it's 55 million. Here it is, thanks the Lord. Every year there's 58.2 million die each year. 58.2 million. A year, this is probably about 3 years ago when I looked this up. You know, every day, 154,995 people every day die and leave this world. Wow. Do you know that every hour, 6,458 people every hour die? Do you know that every minute, 107, almost 108 people every minute. Do you know every 2 seconds? Less than 2 seconds? 1.8 seconds? No, there's 1.8, almost 2 every second. Whew. I don't know how long I've been preaching tonight. Right. I don't know how long the service has been going. It's almost been an hour. It's almost been an hour. Every second. Then two drop off in this, out of this world, their soul, their body. The Bible said, "Broad's the way that leads to destruction. Many there be trying to go in their head. But narrow's the gate.
Right.
He said, let's not few there be that find it." Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How many of those while I've been preaching have dropped the cake?
That's right. Yes, yes.
Could be your loved ones.
That's
right.
You leave here today, you might get have a call please waiting on you and yourself over the car that one of your loved ones has died and left this world.
That's right. Yes, God.
I was in service preaching like this one night. I was in Dallas, Texas area. I got out of church. I was down there working, but I preached at Sunday night. I got out of church. I was in the car. Had a message on the cell phone that my granny had passed. Left this world.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, you can't judge nobody's heart. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. I've seen some evidence.
Yeah,
I've seen God on that woman. I've heard her pray in the power, testify in the glory, shout, thank God, and heaven fall in that place. Great God. I believe she's in heaven. I had a video. I've got it still on a little thing. And I'm going to get them all put on. Get it put on a CD thing where I can watch it, DVD thing, where I can see it on the computer or something. Where she left this world. My little niece, she videoed it. Been 3 days, I was telling the preacher about it, old Brother Robinson. Been 3 days since my granny had any response whatsoever. She just laid there, no food, no water, no nothing. 3 days, no response. They're singing around the bed. About that time, the preacher comes in, the hospice there, and says, "David, come out here." My dad said, "Come out here on the porch." So my dad and my oldest brother went out there on the porch. And Daddy said, we went out there and prayed. And preacher said, Daddy said, "Preacher, I don't want to pray for Mother to be healed. She don't want to come back like this."
Right.
Said, "I want Mama just to go on out.
Yeah.
Slip on out." So they prayed when they come back in. About that time, Granny grabbed that pillar and pushed it up behind her. Set up and did just like she did every Thanksgiving after she thanked the Lord for her family and everything that God's done for all year. She looked around. She said, "Anybody else got anything you want to say?"
Yeah. Everybody said, we love you, Mama. We love you, Granny. We love you. We'll see you in the morning. We'll see you at 12. We'll be there one day. You know, everybody's just saying that kind of stuff. About that time, my granny looked past all of them.
Yeah.
After looking up, she said, oh, youngins, thank God there's so much to see. Jesus in all His glory. In all His glory. She got to reach it up. In all His glory. Got to shout. And the glory. Thank God. After a little while, she lowered her hands. She said, well, I'm give out. Jesus had to finish His prayer. And she closed her eyes and left this world.
Amen.
You can't tell me it ain't real. You can't tell me it ain't real. Hey, Bernie's already singing. I got it on video. Where she's looking at it. Hey, God. I know it's real!
Right.
Yeah. I worked with Pepsi. I was back in the cooler at the store one day, and a woman, the manager, come and got me and said, please come out here. She always called me preacher. She said, preacher, come out here to the parking lot. She said, we need your help. I got out there, and this man's up on the hood of his car, and he's bang, doing this. I said, sir, what's the matter with you? Get these dogs off of me! Get these dogs off of me! Screaming. Fell screaming hard.
Yeah.
Ambulance got tired and kind of tied him down on the bed. I thought when I got my route done, I'll go by and check the hospital and see if I can talk to him. Died on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
The more hounds of hell is coming to drag.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't believe that story of Lazarus and the rich man's real? I'm going to tell you tonight, the rich man's still in hell.
Yeah.
In torment.
Yes.
The Bible said he lift up his eyes. The way it's worded there means he did lift, he is lifting, and he will forever lift up his eyes in hell. Man, in torment.
Right.
Oh, God, tonight. You don't want to go to that awful place called hell. You ever been born again? You know, beyond any shadow of doubt, you've been born again. If you do, this ain't bothering you.
Right.
Other than the fact you got lost loved ones.
Right.
Maybe you want to come tonight and pray for them. Maybe you got a sinner in your home. Maybe you got a sinner in your heart, in your neighborhood. Maybe they're sitting on your pew. You want to pray for your children, your grandchildren, great grandchildren. I don't know the family. Before I finish tonight, I'm going to say this. There's a whole lot of God's people not living where they want to be living.
Amen.
When the Lord comes. Unprepared to meet the Lord. Your faithfulness ain't showing that you're a Christian. Your prayer life ain't showing that you're a Christian. The way you talk ain't showing that you're a Christian. The way you live ain't showing that you're a Christian. You're not living like you want to be living when the Lord comes. I want to tell you, He could come get you today. I don't tell you, say, preacher, it's getting late. You don't know how late it really is.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how long I've been. Well, I've been preaching for me. I don't tell you something, friend. That ain't nothing compared to the eternity of hell.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
I don't know what you need to do tonight. I believe God dealt with somebody tonight. Ma'am, God's put you on my heart when I'm preaching. The man, the Lord spoke to my heart about you. I was preaching tonight. Something on your face. Something on your face. Something in your countenance that's been on. There's no peace in your heart. You can know the peace of God tonight.
That's right. That's right.
Would you come? Would you come? Where I pastored as a deacon. His wife came the first time she ever been in church house. In her life, as far as he knew, she was 80 years old. That Sunday morning, I preached, and she walked an aisle. And got all over her and got born again that morning. Oh, dear, good job. God wants to say, preacher, I've gone too far. My youngins have gone too far. No, they ain't.
Right.
They still reachable. He goes to the Lord. Hey, grass is like water. It runs to the lowest hill.
Amen.
It don't travel on the mountaintop. It goes down to the low places and gets them.
That's right.
Amen. Ain't none of us good enough to be saved.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, the Lord must have seen something in me. No, He saw nothing in you.
That's right.
He said, I can't
can work with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am